Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Because I took the day off and, like, I took an afternoon nap. I didn't, like, in the shower all day until before the call. And, like, I never, ever, ever do that. I always get in the shower first thing in the morning. And just did a lot of meditating, self-care, self-love, spiritual work. And so then I feel sad because as I'm processing through actually getting my desires, grief is coming up. And then I was thinking about my mom, and I'm going to cry. Like, I'm in touch with feelings when I stop, you know, being busy and workaholic type. Then I feel feelings, and I didn't even know, like, that. I mean, I don't even know. I can't figure it all out, but, like, getting what I actually want is bringing up grief. And so it's funny you mentioned grieving. And then I was thinking about my divorce too, like, just, I guess, grieving part of that, you know, some remnants that were there.
Thank you. And so I do have another question, but before I ask it, I just feel like I want to do another round of right now I'm feeling. And we'll go Randy, Sonia. And maybe we lost Randy. Sonia?
Yes, so right now I'm feeling like there are so many things, and I wanted to put it in two words, which were truly the top two, relaxed and then sad. But with that, I'm feeling also grateful and blessed for what I have, where I'm at, and how I'm changing and feeling.
Beautiful. And so what, I just want to ask you, like, what aspect of your desire do you think has brought up grief for you?
I'm sorry, I'm thinking this is just a little funny because I find it ironic that my desires are coming true and I'm feeling happy. And so then, it's strange because, you know, I'm not a psychiatrist, but to analyze, if I'm not really happy and feeling grateful and blessed, then I can shut down feelings, and that would mean all feelings, good or bad. And not that I think there's really bad feelings. I really don't. Even anger or sadness, I don't think that's bad. But I am actually, so I think, yes, what's happening, I'm getting so much support and love, and things are actually, like, unfolding and getting a little prosperous. And so now I have the space to feel things that I had not had time to acknowledge, maybe. And then the thing with my mom is that, I guess, you know, I'm just feeling her presence because, like, when I'm going through major things, I think of her, so I get emotional. You know, like with my son moving to New York and my oldest daughter getting engaged, and like my book, I'm working on it, and it's going to be done pretty soon, and I'll share more on that later. And I feel like she, you know, I wish she was here. And then I do feel, you know, in a way she is here. And then I feel like telling her, just like how grateful I am for her love and support. And like, she can't be replaced. There's nobody, you know, there's other people, you know, on this planet here in the flesh that are kind and loving and supportive, but there's no one else that's her.
Beautiful. And if she were here on the physical plane, what is it that you feel like she would, like, what would you want her to offer you now? Or what, how could she contribute to you now?
I'm sorry, first, you know, I'm really, like, in the moment with my thoughts and feelings, and the first thing that comes to mind, like, usually I have to think about what do I feel, but I don't even have to think about it. It's like a hug. I would just that's it, a hug.
That's awesome. And thank you so much for sharing this, Sonia. And it's okay to cry, and it's okay to release, and you totally don't have to apologize for that. And I wonder, is there anyone in your life right now that it wouldn't be your mother, but that you appreciate receiving a hug from?
Yeah, my oldest sister, who's just so much like my mom.
Is she local?
Well, she's in Santa Maria, and I'm really glad that, you know, excited, looking forward to. I'm going to go see her. My daughters and I are for Thanksgiving weekend. Like, my birthday is the Friday after Thanksgiving, and we're going that day on Friday and Saturday, and like Friday night to Saturday night, so for the whole weekend, to the Chumash Casino. She got a room there for us, which she did last year too, and because she goes there all the time and has a lot of credits. And it's really luxurious, and they have a great pool with a jacuzzi, and I just spend hours in there. They have to drag me out. I even sneak in there after the hours, you know, like, you know, I'm, like, real quiet, and I just, I'm like a fish, and she just thinks that's cute.
Mm.
But she's, you know, just very nurturing and warm, and she, I mean, she has a lot of, like, she's rough and gruff and swears a lot and smokes, so like it's so opposite of me, but she at the same time sincere, loving, warm, like my mom.
Beautiful. And I'm glad that you're going to be able to spend some time with her over the holidays, and like just the process of what you did of just like, wow, like the thing that I'd want to receive from my mom is a hug, and the closest thing right now is your sister. And you know, we've been talking about in the last few weeks, like what's the essence quality we want to create, whether it's more warmth or this sense of love or affection. And you don't have to answer this now, but you know, it's like who in your life before Thanksgiving could give you this like warm, loving, motherly, nurturing affection. And you don't have to answer it now, but something to consider and see how you can conjure that before Thanksgiving.
I would love to conjure it because I'm racking my brain in these few seconds and I can't think of anyone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's lots of people, like even you or Randy or, you know, my daughters, they give me a hug, but it's more like I feel like I'm the nurturing one for so many.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can't think of anyone, but maybe I can conjure it, you know, I don't know.
I love what you're saying because we're still going to talk about this later on, but I kind of want to bring it up now, but. Just the fact that you're the one like that holds this like expansive space for people. And sometimes it's easy to think that because you're the holder that other people can't hold that space for you. But being willing to ask and not even know, like, if can they hold this space for me, but to give someone the opportunity to do that and to say, you know, like, oh, I'm missing my mom's presence, and, you know, I would love to be, like, held in this way or nurtured in this way or spoken to in this way, like, can you hold that space for me, or are you willing to offer that to me? And you'd be amazed. And, you know, we talk a lot about vulnerability. Like, it is a vulnerable thing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're the one that usually holds that space for others. I can totally relate to that. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what you conjure. You're your woman. Go ahead.
I'm looking forward to it. I didn't even think about, you know, I just figured there's nobody in that stat, and I'm in acceptance of that. It didn't occur to me I could conjure it, you know, and put it, you know, forth the intention.
Yeah, and that, and it might also require that, you know, like sometimes it's really easy to hold people in a certain way, right? Like it could be that you're like, oh, this person isn't capable of doing that, or I don't know if I trust them. And sometimes your just willingness to allow yourself to receive something from someone that you wouldn't typically accept it from or expect it from, like you just holding this space, you know, like let's just say one of your children, for example. Obviously, they're not like your mother and they're younger than you. But you'd be amazed. And I'm not saying that it is one of your children, but it could be that you, for a specific time, like you grant that gift to someone that's in your proximity now. Does that make sense?
Yes. And like they have tried to do it, you know, in the past, and I can think of twice specifically where I did receive it. But when they try to do it, I'm like, you know, I block it and flip it, you know, that this is my job. But I do remember one time my youngest, I was in so much pain, and so was she, but I was in so much pain. It was, you know, 3-4 years ago when my daughter was arrested. And then sentenced in that, and I was in so much pain that it was sobbing beyond control. And the youngest, she did that, and it was so warm. And I did not have the energy to flip it. I just didn't, and I received it.
Oh my God, Sonia, this is so powerful because just even the words that you're saying, that you said, I blocked it, you know, and like I'm supposed to be doing this, right? And then you also have the evidence of where you, like, you didn't have the energy, like, you to block it, and maybe you would have, but that you were able to receive it. So that's such a key piece right there of, like, am I willing to receive this gift or this offering beyond where I think it's supposed to come from?
Wow.
And you don't, I'm not suggesting that you do anything. Like if your gut isn't, it's not about forcing yourself to do anything, but like just sit with the fact that there's someone in my life right now, like this week, that I can receive this from. And it might be way closer than I think. And that it will require, kind of letting your guard down, because it requires you letting your guard down, because you're a doer, you take care of others, you're a nurturer, you're a mother, and I mean that in the physical sense, but also the spiritual sense, you know, like you hold a lot of that energy, so to let other people mother you, and not block it.
Yeah, I feel like I could, like for a minute, that would be okay. I'd be willing to, you know, open it up, you know, to, it seems, feels like it would be the more vulnerable space, but it feels like it would nurture my soul and my spirit and actually make me stronger. So I'm willing to do that.
That's awesome. And just, I just wanted to add along the lines of expanding your capacity to receive as a woman. It's like the more, you know, like each woman has these really strong roles that they really identify with, you know, and the more that you can still be powerful in the role that you serve, but if you're also willing to surrender that so that you can receive the nourishment that you need to get, like, it'll be amazing what things open up. And I'm not suggesting that this is easy, because, like, you're, like, Sonia, I know that you're a woman that holds it down, you know what I mean? Like, So it does take a lot of, like, surrender to let other people hold it down for you.
Wow. I just love, I probably couldn't even hear this, like, a week ago or a month ago, but it's just beautiful and perfect. Thank you for putting it this way and hold it down for me. I love that.
Yeah. Because isn't that what you want at a deeper level, like, to be able to relax and not have to hold it together all the time and let someone, like, be that space for you? And I'm hearing that, like, there was a way in which your mother was that space for you.
Absolutely. Yes. And her mother, my grandmother, also, who I lost, I think, 4 or 5 years ago. So yeah, and they have one aunt who could also do it. She's very strong spirit. She's a lot like my sister, and they live a block away from each other in Santa Maria. So as we're talking, like, I'm just tapping into their nurturing, and, like, she's on Facebook too, and she's like she's younger than my sister, and they're so much alike. Because they've hung around, like, forever. And but just like you're saying that, I'm feeling nurturing just thinking about them and my grandmother and my mom.
Do you talk to them on a regular basis?
Yeah, and, well, my aunt's always on Facebook, and, you know, she comments and is very loving to everybody. But like, once a month, or if 3 to 4 weeks about, because they're busy, I'm busy. That's just an excuse, but I don't, that's really an excuse, because they're available and I could if I wanted to.
Yeah, and you know what? I would go as far as to say that it's imperative to your self-care, because you're wanting to manifest such big things, and you know, you're like, oh, the grief is coming up. It's like, if you don't have that support and nurturing and loving maternal energy that you need, like, you need that to bring forth and give birth to the things that you're wanting to create. So it can't be every 4 to 6 weeks. It has to be, like, on a weekly basis, I'm plugging in.
I'm writing this down, yeah, because I don't think this way, but it would be good. It would be good for me too. And they would love to hear from me. They just would, because you know, they say things like, "Oh, you're always so busy," or "You don't have time," or, but in a way that's kind of hurtful, because they would, I mean, hurtful that they're hurt by that. But they would love to hear from me.
Yeah,
they would think, they would be like, "What's going on with this?" What? I know that they would, because they're so funny like that. Because sometimes when I do call, it's because I'm in tears over something.
So there's some love credits here for you to claim. And I know you're, like, in the financial world, you'd be like, you know, don't leave money on the table. So I'm here to tell you, don't leave love on the table, Sonia. Like, there's some, you know, some maternal figures that are here in your life that are available to just love you up, that you trust and you feel like you can surrender to, and, like, that can really hold you spiritually. So I think that even more so now, as you're creating all the things and taking all these big steps towards, you know, your book and your house, that being held in strong arms, you know, would be of tremendous value to you.
I didn't even think of that way, and that's even more enticing that it could be of value. And these are, what did you say, love credits and don't leave it on the table. Wow. I just didn't think it was important, you know, for success or business. It's like, I don't have time for that. But now I like that word, just, it's imperative to my success.
It is, because you said that you're like, wow, there's some grief coming up, and there's this desire of connection that you wish you could have, and you really had it with your mother, and that you're processing a lot, and there are these figures around that can give you that. So it's actual self-care. Mm-hmm. Self-care, like you have to love yourself every step of the way. Thank you,
Sonia. Thank you so much.
So, Randy, I know you had clicked off, but I had just asked again. Right now I'm feeling. I did another round.
I know, and I had, right when I was going to answer, I pressed the wrong button and
no
clicked off, but I got right back on, so I got to hear everything. It's funny because now I'm like, crying.
Mm.
I'm just hearing it. Oh. It's funny, today I had lunch with this woman that I've been meaning to have lunch with for a long time or get together with, who lives like literally 30 seconds from me in the corner building. And And she's 75, and she's, I've seen her on, she does Prime and Candy, and she'll do it like 3 times. I can't believe it. Anyway, we finally got together, and it was interesting to spend time with her, and I think, now that I'm trying to take care of myself and slow down, I'm having feelings, and I'm fucking pissed off. I don't want to have any feeling like this. I don't want to be sad. Mm. It feels a little out of control, but I think it's important that I let myself, if I want to have create my desires, right?
Mm. What do you desire?
Well, I want connection, and I want to be able to have support. And, it's interesting because I don't trust that there's certain people that I can tell what I'm creating in my life, and I feel like they support me, but it was like I never got it from my parents, really. What I really wanted, what I really desired, they didn't support me at all. And so, and like with certain people, I'm hesitant to say what I do because I feel like I project that they're my parents and they're just going to invalidate me.
Invalidate or validate?
Invalidate, like invalidate me being an artist and being, a singer and but I do have people in my life that really do support me. I do, I realize I do, but it came up that I didn't have that. And also, with the mother that I had, because she was so, it was like I had to take care of her from since I could remember. It was because she was so sick, with her drug addiction and all her other things, So to let that in, to trust someone makes me, it's just new for me in some ways,
Well,
it feels new. Yeah.
Well, you guys are actually in the perfect place, it's totally normal and common for grief or sadness to come up as you're manifesting the things that you want to manifest. It means that you're moving through a portal, and acquiring strength and skills that you didn't have before. So like when I hear you say you want connection and support, and I wonder what kind of connection and support do you feel like you need right now, Randy?
Well, you know, it's funny because I feel like I just keep myself so busy that I'm not really sure. I mean, I get lots of support from my friends and stuff. And but I don't really, it's like I'd like to have more intimacy, you know, where I could, I think I, you know, I'd like someone I could really be with and be close to and share what's going on and get support. You know, like a partner would be nice. I think maybe a partner would be good. Somebody that I imagine that might be good. That's all I can think of right now.
Okay.
You know, and I think, yeah.
Okay. This is really good. So I'm just going to, and thank you, ladies, for being so vulnerable and sharing. And so one of the things we talked about, and I can't remember, maybe it was the first or the second week, was that essence quality or the goddess quality that we hope having a certain desire fulfilled will give us, right? So let's say I want a relationship, and I want the relationship because I can experience intimacy and connection. Or I want a house so I can feel a sense of success. So it's great that you know that you want to, one of the desires that you have is that you want to call in partnership and you want someone that you can rely on and deeply share yourself with. And so, like, let's say that that's your desire. And you can begin to start doing that with the people in your life. And so similarly to what I shared with Sonia, that kind of being a matriarch or being a woman who has it together, sometimes there's a pressure to feel that you always have to show up as that. And so it doesn't give you enough room for other people to be that for you. And so when you're talking about, like, wow, I want to have this intimacy and connection, and it seems like having a partner will be the safest place for me to do that. And it requires vulnerability and exposure to be like, wow, it doesn't have to be solely with a partner. Like, it requires me taking a vulnerable step with someone that's already in my life. And that could be Sonia or another friend that you feel really close to. And I just want to share with you, I don't know if you realize it, that you display a lot more intimacy and connection than you may know. And it doesn't mean that you don't want more. But in the clearing that you did the other night with Joanna, you know, she said to me that she wished she had gone for it more in the clearing, and she really loved connecting with you. Like, she felt like you, she didn't use the word vulnerable, I'm paraphrasing, like, she just felt like you really did a lot of revealing about who you were, and she felt like she held back. I mean, she felt like she shared, and we each know ourselves, and you know if you're holding back or if there's a deeper layer that you can go. And so in that exercise with you, she saw that, like, wow, you were an inspiration to her to, like, yeah, I do have these feelings or fears and the freedom that comes from really sharing it. And so it will require some, like, deeper layer of vulnerability, which can be so hard, so hard. I'm not saying that this is easy stuff at all, ladies. Because it requires relinquishing control, letting go of some power, and we don't know how the other person is going to respond. So it is something that you can do now before your partnership or while you're creating your partnership, is to practice intimacy and connection and receiving support from the people that are currently in your life. What are your thoughts or what comes up for you around that?
Well, I feel like I do have lots of great intimacy with people in my life that I'm really very grateful for. But I guess I could go deeper. you know, that I, and I, yeah. I mean, I felt, I guess I could go deeper.
What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say that I just started feeling like I wanted a partner. Just last night, I thought, you know, it'd be nice to be able to just hang out with somebody and watch a movie or, you know. I slowed down. I kind of didn't know what to do with myself. And then I thought, okay, well, I'm really tired. And I got into bed and I put on some show and then I fell right to sleep. But I thought, well, it'd be nice to have somebody to do that with and to, you know, to really just relax with. And I haven't really felt like I wanted to do that. Really, I mean, this is like the first time it feels like that I've let myself, or I've wanted to, since the breakup like 3 years ago. So
do you see how awesome this is, Randy, that you've uncovered a desire?
Yeah.
And your desire that you're opening up to creating partnerships, you're creating greater intimacy in a one-on-one romantic capacity with someone.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so grateful for the intimacy I have because I feel like I have so much, but I'm opening up to this desire. Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I was thinking how, you know, I never get lonely. I don't even know what that means. But then I'm like, I don't even like to use that word lonely, but I thought, well, I have the desire to have somebody to hang out with like that, be close with that way, you know, hanging out at night. And so.
Yeah. And so remember when we talked about, like, that space of desire, how it feels, you know, like when you get into a relationship with your desire, like there's a way in which it could be like, oh my God, I wonder now that I know that I have this desire for deeper intimacy, to connect with someone romantically, it could be where you're like, I'm feeling the absence of that, and is that going to happen, and how can I create that? And there's also the space of, like, you can't see my hands. I'm rubbing them together like a witch. Like, this is what I'm conjuring.
Mm-hmm.
One of the next things that I want to create is a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And all the things that, like, can you name a few things that turn you on about actually creating that?
I don't understand. Like, actually, that turn me on about creating that. This is,
yeah, about creating a partnership.
Like, what is it after I, you mean, what is it in the desire? Like, what is it that I want? And I'm confused now. Isn't that funny?
No. So basically, I'm asking, like, what's fun for you about having a partnership? What lights you up about having that?
Oh, it isn't. Oh, okay. Well, the, you know, just feeling, looking forward to being with someone and then being turned on and being sexual and enjoying each other's company and laughing a lot and feeling really relaxed and be able to just hang out and not have to talk and also to be with the person and to show them off, like, go, I don't know, be really proud of them. It makes that turns me on. And it's been so long. God, made me think, it's good to think about this.
Yeah.
What turns me on about it? 'Cause it's been so long.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Well, that's all really, really good stuff. And I'm not acknowledging the place where you felt loneliness or the place where there's a little bit of sadness. Like, it's important as women to express and acknowledge all of our feelings and emotions and know that now that you've decided that that's what you want, you guys were both saying this last week. Now that you've decided that this is what you want, you're now opening the space for you to have it, Randy.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
you,
good. Yeah.
You weren't clear that you wanted, you weren't clear that you wanted this before.
No,
now
I
you
wasn't.
Are.
Yeah.
So you get to acknowledge, A, your clarity,
mm.
and then B, like, I know what my desire is, and then whatever those next steps are, or of, you know, I'm going to pursue online dating, or I'm going to go out to mixers, or I'm going to, you know, tell people that I want to meet someone. So remember when we talked about the four steps to a manifesting? So one of those things is to, A, clarify your desire, but then B, say it out loud. So you're saying it out loud.
Yeah.
You're saying it out loud to us on this call. And then
I am.
The next steps are actions. So it could be that you tell someone that you like them, or you get to be creative around this of like, oh, I'm going to a singles event.
Mm-hmm.
So those are actions. Or you're reading a book on romance and love connection. So now that you've clarified your desire and you've spoken it out loud, like, you get to think about, like, well, how do I want to show up in the universe as available for partnership and romance? So it's in your control in the sense that not necessarily when it happens, but like, there's multiple actions that you could take to put yourself out there and say, universe, I'm ready for romance.
What's the last one? What's the last one, the fourth step? You said there's...
So the fourth step is to, like, release attachment. So you still take the actions and you still...
I see.
Your intention is still to create it. But you're not holding it with some tension. Do you know what I mean? So when there's attachment, you know, like, you're feeling tight in your body, like the person hasn't called, you're not, like, when you let it go and you lose resistance, it's like, oh, like, this is supposed to be fun, meeting someone. I went on a date, but, yeah, I don't think she's the one for me, but I learned even more about what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So letting go of attachment of the timing. Because if there's attachment of the timing, then it's really easy to spend a lot of nights being like, oh, I'm by myself. I wish I had someone to watch TV with. I wish this, I wish that. But as long as you're doing those four things, like, it's just a matter of time. And it can happen fast. You just don't even know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's such a big deal for me to even say that I want that. It's like, it's such a big deal.
It's a huge deal, Randy.
Yeah, and then I've dated and I've been with people and hung out, but I didn't really want to, like, commit to or really be with that I've, you know, dated kind of, but now I really want that. So I think it'd be nice to have a partner.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's a big deal. We've talked about saying the thing out loud.
Right.
So, like, now that you've acknowledged it, A, to yourself, like, you're really clear that that's what you want, and you've shared it out loud, it's like the magic is already happening. Like, you've already set forth, like, you've planted the seed in the ground now.
Yeah. Okay.
And so you just need to water it and give it sunshine and trust, and before you know it, you'll be like, oh, my gosh, Sonia and Khadija. I met this amazing woman.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
So. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So I just want to hear, like, from about the love work. Like, what synchronicity did you notice this week? And either of you can go. We don't have to do it in order, but.
Well, I wrote down, I'm sorry, hello?
You go ahead. Yeah, you go ahead.
Oh, mine's real quick. I had, I wrote it down. synchronicity. Where did it go? I just had it. I ran into my friend Steve Anton, and that was to me synchronicity, because I had said I wanted to be able to expand my, like, raise what I could have, and just running into him was really great. This is an old friend of mine who's really successful, so it was great. And around, you know, I have a desire to ask him to write a song for what he's, you know, these things he's writing. So I'm going to ask him, and that's scary, but I am going to ask him. And also that also this just at, you know, on Tuesday night at the group, and then, you know, meeting Joanna and then doing this spring cleaning with her about being a singer. To me, that was very synchronistic. Mm. Be able to do that. That was synchronicity too. And I'm sure there was something else, but I can't remember right now what. But go ahead, man. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you recognize it as synchronicity? Or like magic, like, wow, in the moment?
I did, because I had something that happened that I was like a little disappointed about. Something had happened before I ran into Steve, and I was, and then I just went into him at Air One. It was the weirdest thing. And yeah, so, and also I really noticed that I didn't feel intimidated, or felt like I didn't have this resistance to how successful he was and what he had. And so it was good to, and then I recognized the magic. On Tuesday, you know, with Joanna, I thought, wow, this is really great.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. It's fabulous, yeah.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Sonia? Synchronicity?
I would love to get to that, but, you know, I just want to share something that's amazing to me, because I was looking at the homework from not this week, but like the week before. And it said, you know, state your desires, because I type it out and then I put in bold my answers. What I would like to create, and I have this whole list of, you know, the 500,000, the Mercedes, and then the feelings, you know, I wrote the feelings that I would like to have. And then you said, what are specific things and activities that help you experience those desired feelings? And I didn't even remember this, but I said, like, go to the beach, dance, jump up and down, have a family dinner, talk with one of my sisters, hug a friend, and ask for a hug. And I don't remember writing that at all.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Like, my soul must have been writing that, because I do not remember writing that or desiring it.
Mm-hmm.
But my soul knew, like, my God.
That's amazing, because it comes from such a deep place, you know what I mean? And so it's so good that you guys are taking the time to do this love work, because it's revealing to you your own wisdom. Like, wow, I need a hug. You know, I need a family dinner. I need to be at the beach. And, like, it's amazing. Go ahead.
Yeah, but my soul knew before I did, because when I wrote it, I didn't need it. I just thought those would be things that would help me have the feelings. But like now, a need. Before it was just a thought.
Mm-hmm.
That's so crazy.
Isn't that amazing synchronicity?
Yes.
And so to me, I just want to say that there's a point, it goes to show that you can trust your feminine genius, your intuition, that it's leading you in the right direction. We just have to learn to really pay attention and listen to it. And so it's like you're writing this homework not just for the next week, but like these are tools, your personal tools for living.
You know what's weird, and I'm probably going to just overanalyze this, but you said trust my feminine genius. So let's just see if I would have done that, you know, not in the deep need for it, but done that. maybe I wouldn't be feeling the grief now, this week, today.
You know, we have no way of knowing, and it's okay that you feel grief. And, like, you have tools to work through your grief. So whether that's, like, talking to a friend, going to the beach, spending time, it's like you have the tools to use them, especially in times of where you feel less strong.
Yeah, I just, it was like while you're talking with Randy and I'm enjoying listening, I was, you know, looking through the writing and it was just like, boom, right there. I'm just like, wow, that's magical. what happened?
It is magical.
This whole thing, yes, it
really is magical. Like, when we're talking about blooming into your unique abundance, like, all the things that you just listed and mentioned are part of the things that has Sonia feel abundant and expansive and supported. So, like, the abundance piece is also around getting the support and intimacy and connection that you need, that you require. You require a certain amount of affection, attention, love, hugs. And when you don't get them, there's a sense of sadness, sorrow, grief. Like,
wow. Well, you know, I guess, you know, I also trust it was meant to be this way, you know, exactly as it unfolded. The
Absolutely.
Feeling and then my thing that I wrote this last week. Like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
And, I, you know, when you said that, it just made me think of Naima. She's only 4 months, right? But you as a mom know it's like you gave your kids a certain level of, like, attention, affection, and if they didn't have it, they got cranky and whiny, and you're no different.
That's too funny. As an adult, yeah, that's true. The babies do that. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Like, really, though, Sonia, like, you're no different. Like, you're working on a book. You're creating all these big dreams. And, you know, whether we want to call it the maternal figure or, like, you need lots of love and support and encouragement to create your art. And your own personal nourishment. Because it's almost like you're giving birth to a baby. And so it needs this level of attention and affection, and it impacts you negatively, and it impacts your art negatively when you don't get it. So it's a priority, is my point.
Yes, and now I see that. I mean, I'm experiencing it. So, yeah, that's great. So, you know, I just have the most awesome thing to share about the synchronicity.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay, like writing the book, and all of a sudden there's just support everywhere. You know, people are saying, oh, yeah, you know, one of my clients that wanted me to talk with her writing mentor, and she said, did you still want to, you know, talk with her? She was asking me about that. But just all these little things around me. But this is so funny. Like, I wanted the time, you know, like the freedom to be able to write. And it just magically happened. I see this like a wormhole, the way this happened. Mm-hmm. I'd forgotten that I have a book already written, but it was actually, I hate the word, but it's a research paper that I did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what was going to be the very first book. And then I had gotten there to manipulate and say, oh, that's not going to be the first book. This other one is, because it'll be more of an introduction. And I just went into, it was like fear and control. It was all about fear and control, the book that I've been trying, this other one I've been trying to write. But the thing is, it was a research paper I did in college, and the professor thought it was so great that he said, this is a book. Like, you can just publish this, like format it and put it into a book. And that was when I started at CSUN in 2011, I think. And he said this would be a good resource book for classes on this subject. And in a nutshell, the research paper we were each supposed to, it was a sociology class, which was not my major, but on a topic that you like, compare and contrast on that topic in three different cultures, hopefully from three different countries. So I picked, you know, one of the cultures is Latin, and the topic was rituals and magic. But the reason I said, no, this would not be good to be my first book is, you know, people, whatever it might have. It's really about what people might think of it. And so the thing is that it came up that people were asking me about that and think, and just the synchronicities of this specific thing, because my daughter is at Valley College taking a class in, it's not rituals, but it's called witchcraft, magic, and something else. And she's been talking about it. And then she was talking about her textbook, and she said that her and this was going in one ear and out the other the past 2 months she's been in this class, even though it's kind of interesting, and they've been doing like little ceremonies, and she's been telling me about, because I've been taking her and picking her up from school, which is a blessing that I was complaining about at first, but she it's a good time to chat. And so she's been asking about our culture and different things that we do, and she said some people are so ignorant. She was saying, you know, because it's just funny, her discussion. But that one key thing her professor said is that there's very little material to read on it.
Interesting.
And, isn't it? And so all of a sudden, I just like woke, I literally like sprung up from my, I sat up, and it just hit me like, just like water thrown on me, like just the light went on, like just format it and print it. And all of a sudden, like the wormhole being, I have the time. I don't need any time. I mean, just, you know, to do it already. Like, the time has already been granted because it's already done. And I was just like, and I think I shared it with Randy, like, it's already done. And that here, I just feel really, like, pumped and excited about it, which I would not have before, right before this very moment. Of her not only taking the class, the getting the support, these other elements in place with, you know, like action meetings that I've been having around my art and business, just everything falling, it just came together. And it was like with such peace, like it wasn't like, oh, it was just light. It felt light and free, which is what I'd been saying since day one. I'd like to feel free. So.
Powerful. Powerful, Sonia. And I love how you said, I don't need any time. It's already done, right?
Yes.
And so it's just amazing how, like, you guys are doing the work and opening yourself up. And so, like, stuff that's already there is just coming to the surface. Like, you're allowing the space for it to come forth. So powerful. So I just want to remind you of a key point that we talked about last week is that, you know, really your desire to bloom into your abundance is really about being able to express more of who you are in the world and make the most of your life and your time here on Earth. So when you really come from a place of wanting to express and be more of who you are, there's actually a grace and humility to that, and there's a vulnerability to expressing your creative talent along with the fulfillment of being able to share your gifts. And so I love that story, Sonia, of like, wow, I have this gift that I've written already, and it's already here, and the only thing that you're removing is like caring about what other people think or how other people are going to respond. But like, you're getting a hit from your daughter that there's an empty pocket, you know, that your book that you're writing can fulfill, which is so powerful. And it's, you know, it's really a soul prayer, I think, to be of service and to be a vessel for your creative talent and your feminine genius and allowing it to move through you. And so just what you said about your soul wrote that list, like it's a soul desire to be the best of who you are. And even though you're continuing to grow into a more fully expressed version of yourself, you can bring more of who you are to all that you do, even if you feel like what you're doing isn't what you see yourself doing. So like when Randy says that, you know, I really want to be in a partnership and I'm feeling the absence of that, or let's say you want a bigger house and you're tired of your neighborhood and you don't think you have enough space and you don't have air conditioning and the water pressure sucks and the garbage disposal breaks down, and it's really easy to begin dreading being where you live. And it's the same thing with, like, it's really easy to feel really bad about not being in a relationship or not having something that you think would add value to your life. And you basically, you keep seeing yourself in another place. Like, I'll be happy when. And the point and the way to be abundant is to fall in love with where you are right now, with your life right now, with your status right now, and not from your head, but from your heart. Because I know that you've heard, like, the importance and value of gratitude, and it's really easy to be grateful from your head, but, like, really coming from sincere appreciation from your heart. You know, so like in the example of like you really want to move, it could be that you really just value your housing situation now, like anything about it, or just what it is that you've loved about being single, Randy. You know what I mean? Or what is it that you love about your life the way it is? Because what happens is that you're carrying the energy of love, and then you feel so much more open. And you feel creative and inventive ideas happen, and you run into people at Erewhon, and you drive down the street and you see a Mercedes lot because your sixth sense is open. So it's really important, and I know that you know this, but I just really want to remind you of just like, so just even the vibration you have, Sonia, around remembering the book that's already written, and then, you know, your daughter's talking about this class and you've been ignoring it, but now it's present for you. Like, that is synchronicity, and that's the universe giving you messages like, oh, maybe now is the time to publish your book. I mean, it may or may not be, but it's like the messages, like you're becoming available for the messages and like what the next step is.
Yes, I'm really turned on by it. Like, I'm just, my heart is turned on, my head, like, all my skin. It's just, I'm really turned on. And I think, I had put a picture of my flowers, you know, on Friday. I bought myself a dozen of pink flowers. And I haven't done that for years. Mm. And it's a dozen, but I put, like, three, you know, on the table, three at the entry hall, and three by my desk and three on my vanity. And it's just helping. I don't know. I could just feel energetically it's helping me to, you know, like you said, be grateful with everything where it is now. Like with, like at my desk, it makes me feel like I'm grateful with where my work is now. And my vanity, where my sleep and partnership is right now. And like on the dining room table, like be grateful for the food and what we have now. It's just, it's funny how they can be so powerful, but it's putting me in gratitude for the moment.
It is. I love what you said, like energetically, because when you're feeling that way energetically, like Randy's like, I ran into this guy and I didn't feel nervous. I didn't feel less than. And it's the same thing energetically with relationships, is that you actually become more magnetic to that. It's like your words have been spoken. you're in an open place about it, and like I'm sure you have gratitude for the time that you've spent single, Randy. Do you know what I mean? Like all the gifts that you, you know. Like,
I love, that's the thing. I love, like, do I want to give this up? Being something with the freedom that I have, but I want to be able to have freedom and not, and also not give up that autonomy in a relationship. I want to have that, like, enhancement of each other's passion in our own lives. You know what I mean?
Beautiful.
And I'm sorry to interrupt, but there was something else that can I share really quick?
Please.
About things, what which was interesting for me this week too, because I was something had come up, and I was upset about the situation with, you know, the guy, Jared. I write with him, and then something had happened, and I was upset about something, and I realized that I wasn't taking care of myself and asking, and I'm not for what I wanted around maybe expanding and working with other people. So I asked him, and then I felt better, and then I let it go, and I asked him, you know, can I have the numbers of, you know, this guy that he writes with, and that, you know, I was just looking, and I did, and he was fine about it. And it's like, I just make assumptions before I even ask, and the truth is, that's what's so great about reading the four steps that you to manifesting. That last one is to just ask and just let it go, and not be attached. Because it was such a good exercise for me to do that, to just ask and make the phone call for more work as a singer. So that was that's like stepping into this whole new like world to be able to ask for what I heard, let myself even go there. So it's very
so wonderful, Randy, and. You know, it's like no matter, like it, just by you taking action, like it's a prayer to the universe. Even if you don't get the result that you want from that specific person, like you're setting it forth in motion, and you're also building your muscle, getting comfortable to ask that it's normal to ask for what you want, and that you're speaking it out loud. And so each time you speak it out loud, your desire gains more and more momentum.
More and more
so, momentum.
Oh, yeah.
So that's...
Thank you. Yeah.
That's
it's
wonderful.
Weird. It's so weird because it's just this new kind of universe.
It's new now, and it won't be new for very long.
Yay!
You know, because each time you ask, you feel more comfortable, you feel more confident, and you're like, oh, it's completely normal to ask. And maybe you're also seeing that all the myths and all the assumptions that you had around asking, like maybe you're like, you thought he was going to feel weird about it, and he was totally fine about it. And so,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Yay.
So basically, I love what Sonia was saying about appreciating and loving everything, because that's what you're doing when you're being grateful, is that you're bringing love and appreciation to the now. And like the more love and appreciation you bring to the now, like the more expansive and open-hearted you feel, and it's almost like your senses are on high alert and they're scanning everything that's available that the universe wants to bring to you. So we talked a little bit about giving and receiving when with Sonia, like you're used to being a giver in your life and giving space to receive. So one of the things that you want to work with too around when manifesting is like that healthy integration of giving and receiving, doing and being. And like I heard that in your shares last week, where one of the ways for you to act, Sonia, was to take less action. And so one of the things I want you to be mindful of this week is like where in your desire can you give more, and where in your desire can you receive more? So, like, the giving aspect of your desires, like, do you need to give it more time and attention and focus? And where do you need to, like, take your hands off and stop attempting to control and allow more and allow yourself to receive, whether that's in the form of help or space or time or just visualizing it? So
can you that kind of just like went over my head. So I'm just wondering if you could like put that on the love work, because that is really like outside of my normal thinking. So you said something about where can I take my hands off? It's like what?
Yeah, And so this isn't about force. Like I'm not forcing you to take your hands off, but I am asking you to like really connect to your intuition here. Like, you know, like, hey, I'm underextended here. I'm not taking enough actions here. Like, really, I should be, I could make the phone call. I could do some research, you know, whatever it is. Like, it could, your desire could be needing more attention and time from you. But it could be that you're, like, you're stroking too hard. And it's time to take your hands off and maybe put your attention elsewhere and have some fun, relax, you know. So it's that, it's kind of connected to those four pieces where you take the actions, but you're relinquishing control. So if you're steady, like focused so hard with tension, you're not leaving enough space for your desire to come to you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, and this is like jumping out at me because last night I had, you know, an action meeting with my mentors, and they said the same thing. So like, and it's like because I'd really like to have these certifications for my business from the SBA and so forth, and I've just been trying to force and push, and I can't make it happen with time. It's just like the flow is not there, and I was like, what's wrong with me? And they were like, just put that aside. Let's not even think about that right now. And I desire it really bad, and I've been saying it out loud all year.
The desire? Say the desire out loud. Mike, what's the desire? To finish that paperwork?
The paperwork for the certifications from SBA and Metro.
Uh-huh.
To qualify my business to get federal grants for what is the word? It's all escaping me right now.
But did you ever ask for help?
Yeah. And the help is all there. I just haven't had the time. That's the thing. I haven't, because I'm earning. I'm just And it's okay. It's actually okay that I don't have the time right now. It's more in my head that it wasn't. The support and the help is there, but they really said, no, you've got this right now. This is where your income is, and this is where you want to be of maximum service. You know, pray to be of maximum service, and then the money comes, because that happens all the time. Mm-hmm. And that will happen, but let it be in its right time, is what they were saying.
Interesting.
Which, true. It is the truth. But in my head, I was just trying to, I need to do this. I need to do this because they said I should.
Mm-hmm. And so this is the thing. I love how you said it. In my head. My head's saying this, right? And so I'm not saying to not listen to your head. I want you to listen to your head. I also want you to listen to your heart. I want you to listen to your intuition, and that like you create your decisions and your next steps from your whole body. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. Yeah, this is good. sounds like a healthier way
healthier way, but a pleasurable way. That's actually honoring of who you are and creates less stress. So you know the same feeling when you were talking about you can come up with things intellectually that you're grateful for, but you're not necessarily connected to the feeling of gratitude. You're like, I'm grateful I have a house. I'm grateful I have food in my refrigerator. Like you're like, you know, rotely going through your list. Mm-hmm. And then there's the, like, the place of, oh, my God, deep appreciation. Like, I'm so grateful that I have a hot shower every day, and it's, like, great water pressure, and I just stand in the shower, and I have these great-smelling shower gels that I alternate with, and, you know, I know you like to take goddess baths. I'm like, I get to spend time taking my goddess bath and really relax my body. So, like, there's a different feeling sense. So you're coming from that feeling sense as you're deciding if I'm supposed to act right now, am I supposed to do, or am I supposed to be? And this requires you trusting yourself, and it's okay to make a mistake, because it's just going to be information to learn from. So it is in the homework to, you know, where do you need to give more and where can you receive more in relationship to your desire. So decide if what it actually needs, and you're doing it from a feeling place, like, does this desire need my attention and time right now, or does it need my space? Because sometimes what happens is you give yourself the nourishment that you need, and then the things that you think are so hard to do actually become easy to do. Do you know what I mean? Like, logically, yes, or rationally, sometimes paperwork, and I have this myself, is that paperwork can seem, like, so daunting, and it's just like, oh, my God. And it might be, like, just three pieces of paper, put in your address, put in this, but there's so much energy around actually doing it. However, when you give to yourself and you feel nourished, sometimes the things that seem really hard to do, like just even cleaning up the kitchen, seem really easy. So I'm not going to tell you where you need to pull back or where you need to extend more, but you're going to take some time to really connect to yourself. Maybe you're going to take a goddess bath before, or go to the beach before, or do something that has you feel in that space of sincere appreciation, and then you're going to decide what your desire needs. Does that make sense?
Yes, that feels like, just saying that and taking it in and recalling that when I'm at my best and creating, you know, earning or, you know, happy because things are well, it's when I do, when it happens that way. 100% of the time. And
wow,
just hearing that, my whole body just relaxed and feels peaceful and right. Mm.
Awesome.
And sometimes, like, I could think, oh, well, that's being lazy or I won't be efficient. And it's like, and then when I just, like, breathe it in, it's like, that is not true. My head, that is a lie. That is not true. I can be very efficient and, you know, abundant, even more. It just when it's that way, when it's in the zone, so to speak, for on all levels.
And just so you know, Sonia, or I'm just going to remind you that part of your feminine genius is efficiency.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh, I love that.
Yeah. And part of your feminine genius is the ability to have fun and experience pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We want efficiency. Oh, my God. This. Oh, my God. We want efficiency. Okay.
Yeah,
so
I think efficiency is sexy too, so I love it.
Say that again?
Efficiency is sexy to me too. It turns me on.
It is. Okay. So I'm just going to tell you what the love work is for the week. You're going to do a clearing on gratitude. You're going to look at an area that you've been really wanting to change. So that could be like, I want to change my living situation. I want to change my relationship status. I want to change my financial situation, and write down what you appreciate about it and how you can appreciate it more. And so I'll just give you like a little example. you know, let's say you're in debt and you're feeling happy about that or you're judging yourself about that, and you can still be taking steps to reduce and eliminate your debt. And you can also be thankful for what that specific debt has added to your life. So what did that debt allow you to do? Did it allow you to go to college? Did it allow you to purchase a home? Did it allow you to get a car or, you know, take your family on vacation? So the efficient part is that you're taking steps. You're doing actions to reduce and eliminate your debt. And then there's the piece of being grateful for what it has contributed to your life. So I want you to think of an area that you wish was different and really come from that place from bodily, sincere gratitude for it. And, of course, I'm going to email this to you. And you're going to where do you need to give more and where can you receive more in relationship to your desire? And then the last thing is just to share a breakthrough, an insight, a synchronicity on GroupMe. So between now and next week, just so that your sisters can hear what you've learned. So nice deep breath. Good work, ladies. I mean, really. So why don't we what are you feeling grateful for right now? And we'll go Sonya Randy.
Just the ambience in my room, you know, because I lit a candle and incense, and then also the ambience energy emitting from me in the room and from the call.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Randy.
I'm feeling grateful for, God, you know, for so much for this class and for the both of you in my life and the fact that I am earning more money, and I'm very grateful for the clients that I do have because I really like them. I like all my clients that I have, except, yeah, I do. Grateful for that, and I'm grateful for where I live, too.
Beautiful. And one thing you're walking away with?
Trust, like trust in the process.
Mm. Randy.
I want to say... excitement.
Say that again?
Excitement, anticipation.
Beautiful. And I just want to remind you to, like, revisit your love work from the love class. You know?
Oh, yeah. That's right. You know, I just want to say really quickly that when I defined my desires, I wrote down that I wanted a partner, and I completely forgot that I wrote that down from the homework this week, and I was looking at it, and I got into detail.
Isn't that amazing? Like, there's so much stuff floating around in our sphere that we're not even, like, aware of, and, like, doing these exercises helps you to bring conscious awareness to it. And then you can, because that's what the thing is what we're manifesting, is that you're consciously creating what you want.
Consciously, I like that. Yes, yes, yay.
You're clarifying your desire, you're speaking it out loud, and you're like magnetizing and focusing your energy in a direction that doesn't mean, I don't mean this in this militaristic, you know, forceful way, but it's like, that's what I want. And as soon as you decide that that's what you want, like all this energy, this stream of support becomes available. So thank you so much, ladies, for another wonderful call. And I'll email you the love work. And, yeah, please share breakthrough, a synchronicity, a gratitude on GroupMe. when you get a moment or when you feel the inspiration between now and next week.
Yay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ladies. Have a great rest of your evening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Okay, bye, you too.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.